You are listening to ACPN.
Hello, Americans. It's Guy Hutchinson telling you about the limited edition Presidential Hutchbox. Order today and you get for just $29.95 a copy of my new book, Letters to the Hall of Presidents. You also get a vintage presidential figurine. You get a Ross Perot 1992 bumper sticker, a Drunk on Disney pin, a vintage William McKinley stereoscope, and a President Garfield sticker reminding you that he hated Mondays. You can get all this for just $29.95. Go to GuyHutchinson.com for details.
Are we recording?
I guess.
All right. John, why don't you introduce yourself and kick off this podcast?
Yes. Good evening, America. Although, now that I've been changing...
That's my line.
No, it's not. But I'm feeling like since we've been starting to change things around on this network, maybe Good Evening, America is offensive to people outside of America. So, if you'd like to...
Do we have people who listen outside of America?
Oh, hell yeah.
Really?
Good evening, America world.
I'm very popular in Australia.
Really?
And England.
I'm going to say this again, but really?
Yes. Sure.
Like,
maybe.
When you say England, do you just mean like Aaron Fever?
Aaron Fever is in Ireland.
Yeah, it's all part of the EU.
No.
I got a fever, and the only cure is more cowbell.
It's more John Galbo.
Okay. Well, anyway, this is Adventure Club, a pop culture podcast, as we have retitled the show, since Apple iTunes podcast is pissing me off and making everything related to Adventure Club the dubstep band.
Ooh.
You know, we could just start doing our own dubstep remixes. Yeah, just drop a lot of bass. It doesn't have to make right. I mean, we're going to go platinum with that right there.
Wow.
So yeah, we're like a pop culture, comedy, entertainment, geek, podcast stuff. Who are you?
Are you asking us?
Yeah, I was asking you.
Oh, okay.
That's why I said, who are you, to someone who's in the room with me or is in the chat.
Virtually.
Virtually.
I don't know. You could be talking to your familiar. I don't know. I'm Matt Neslanek. Hi, folks.
Hello.
Hello.
Who might you be?
My name's Jason. I'm a video game addicted person of nondescript ethnicity or gender.
Oh, so you're pansexual.
I'm pan-gamer sexual.
You have sex with pans?
Well, yeah. Hold on. I don't have a flute, but I've got a harmonica. Because I'm a cis pan.
Because you got the blues.
I got.
Oh, wow.
Mr. Tumnus gets the blues.
Yeah, he does.
Sorry, he's a satyr, but same thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Sure.
Goat boy.
So.
And I am a goat boy because Sagittarius, right?
Oh, look at you.
Those were good skits.
Hell yeah. When you met Mr. Horse or whatever.
Yeah, goat boy.
Oh, goat boy. I got to go back and watch that.
Yeah.
So what are we drinking tonight?
I have a nice chilled liter of water here.
Mmm.
Because yeah. I'm still on my stupid diet because the...
Vintage, dated.
Yeah, it's barrel-aged filtered water.
It's fermented in the bottle and like all... Aqua.
The scenes for a movie that I was supposed to be filming last week that I was kind of dieting for got pushed back 2 weeks, so I still can't have any good food or drink any beer or liquor.
But all that, see, I feel like it kind of balances itself out because a few weeks ago you were in Belgium and you came back and you were like, I'm tired of beer.
Yeah, no, it really did kind of work. I needed a break after Belgium because, I mean, it's like going to the beer Mecca. Except you don't pray, you drink.
That's, I mean...
Drinking is praying in
Belgium. That's the prayer, yeah.
Right. Well, okay, yeah. So many good beers. Is Belgium
still in the World Cup? I forget.
Oh, that's right. There's soccer going on, right?
Yeah, there's European footy ball.
Yeah,
Germany's out, so I could.
I know Koreans are happy. Mexicans love Koreans right now, which is funny.
South Korea's best Korea.
Well, yeah. Well, no, that's North Korea, according to North Koreans.
Sure.
No, that's the most glorious Korea.
That's best Korea.
Most bestest.
With the glorious leader, you got to get it right.
Gloria.
Glorious.
Anyway.
Yeah, so Jason, what are you drinking?
Oh, fired up a good old Rainier.
A what? A what?
Rainier. I'm making it fancy.
Okay.
Can you say that again?
Rainier. Beer. Oh, the no. Beer of Rainier.
So you're drinking Mount Rainier.
I'm drinking the fruity flesh and sweet ambrosia.
Brewed fresh with Yakima Valley hops from the dot dot dot.
Yeah.
Where's the dot dot dot?
I don't know. It's loading the website.
The Yakima River Valley up in Washington, most likely.
Yes, I'm over the age of 21.
This is the only place that in my life I've seen actual live hops. And they look funny.
You've never seen hops?
Not in person.
Okay.
Apparently their website is just an Instagram feed of different people drinking Rainier beer.
No.
Yes, I'm over 21.
It's all about that marketing.
So you drinking the Rattler?
No.
What are you drinking?
Just a regular ass can of Rainier.
All right, regular ass beer.
Yep.
Fair enough, John. Ass
Rainier Yakima hops beer.
Are you drinking, John?
I'm drinking.
What are you
drinking?
I don't
know if I'm drinking anything alcoholic because I was under the impression it was an alcoholic drink. My better half decided to mix our ginger beer with Dr. Pepper.
Ooh.
And it's not bad.
Is there alcohol in it?
I don't know because it doesn't say anything about alcohol volume on the can.
It would have to if there were actual alcohol in there.
I would say that. I figured as much that it would.
Trust me, as an alcoholic, I know these things.
As someone who has experienced the majesty of Belgium, you know,
I want to go back. But I have to film my scenes first so I can drink beer again.
Yes.
I actually have two. I have a bottle of whiskey, cask strength, and a bottle of bourbon on the way.
Whiskey!
Mm. Yeah, so two really good ones.
Whiskey in the jarro.
They're going to get here this week, though, because I thought I'd be able to drink this week. So I'm just going to have to stare at them for another week.
Serves you right.
You got to find that Latvian woman.
What?
You got to find the Latvian woman and drink it with her.
Which Latvian
Jesus
woman?
Christ, Matt, the Latvian from the fucking woman. Show you were in. You did the scene where your buddy was talking to the Latvian woman at the
and
bar.
She shot you down.
Oh, God. Oh, God. I forgot about that.
All
right.
All that Belgian beer made him.
Sorry, man.
Latvian woman. I don't know, though. Maybe you should start drinking. Maybe it'll help your memory.
Hey, you know, there's something to that.
What the hell?
I forgot we were talking about... Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
What else is
new? That's Matt.
Yep, that's me, guys. Hi. I will not be at Raleigh Supercon this year, so, you know, just want to put that out there.
Oh, jeez.
Oh. So who is gonna be there mentioning?
Guy Hutchinson,
our very own guy, who used to co-host the show before he left me.
Yes,
and then I brought you two in.
Yes, so you upgraded. Let's be honest.
Oh.
To an all-time low.
Yeah,
is there a way to upgrade low?
We're scraping the bottom of the barrel here.
Is that like getting instead of getting one special point in Fallout 4? You get, 0.3 points.
Ugh.
Yes. And what can you do with that?
One-third of a special point?
No. 11 billion.
So, was there anything that we didn't discuss about E3 that you guys had wanted to? Because I know that's pretty much been talked to death by now, right?
I was kind of like on a fapping Bethesda moment, so.
Well, yeah, you've been going crazy.
I actually pre-ordered it, and I pre-ordered it on Xbox One because I was like, well, I got PlayStation, I got Xbox One. Well, Xbox One is likely to have mods right away because Sony did Bethesda dirty.
Yeah.
Fallout 4, and we were discussing this before we started the show about how Bethesda really did them dirty. They were like, oh yeah, we're gonna have mods coming soon. Oh wait, Sony doesn't want us to have mods. Oh wait, Sony will let us have mods, but we can't have copyright content, so none of the fun stuff that you can get on PC or Xbox.
Well, yep. No, what Sony really shit the bed on is their network can't support files bigger than a certain size.
Oof.
Oh, was that it?
It was also the audio, like licensed, something like copyrighted audio or something wasn't allowed to be imported. But yeah, the biggest thing was the size restriction.
So
that like eliminated any kind of like story expansions or anything.
No Deathclaw Macho Man Randy Savage.
Which that lightsabers. Still, but like without the voice clips, yes, I would say.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. You snap into a Slim Jim.
That was fantastic. Oh, the good old days.
Yeah.
The Skyrim mattered.
R.I.P., man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
R.I.P.
So, yeah, I said, fuck PlayStation in this instance. I'm going with Xbox One. And I got the regular one because, I mean, they got three different versions of the game. And they're like, well, you know, the $150 one is, what do you get? It's not the Pip-Boy, it's the helmet.
The helmet?
And the medium one, like the $79.99, all you get is a steelbook. I'm like, why the fuck do I need a steelbook for a game I'm probably gonna only have for like a year?
I kind of want the helmet.
I kind of said that when 4 came out, and I had never played a Fallout game before that. I said, you know, that Pip-Boy looks cool. I want it. And someone said, well, why are you going to spend all that money on something you can't really use?
It looks cool.
Yeah.
Obviously not a collector.
Yeah.
Well, I
have the
Pip-Boy. I collect some stuff.
No, the person that said that.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, that's not the point. It's not the price. It's the have it factor. Like, that's literally it.
Oh, you can't find the pre-orders for that with the armor anymore. At least not on Amazon.
You know what did look cool, too? I think it's ThinkGeek is selling, like, you can build your own Pip-Boy.
Oh?
I think it's ThinkGeek. Let's pull it up. This is the point of the show where we look at Google.
So the Pip-Boy I have that I bought with, was it Fallout 3 or whatever? Or is it Fallout 4? Fallout 4, yeah.
Yeah.
That one, that's the one that you can put the iPhone or the, you know, Android phone in and use it. Yep.
That was a cool idea, was to put the app companion.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. The thing itself, my problem was it was too small for my arm. I got a thick arm.
Monster man.
THICC, thick. Oh, boy. Yeah.
The time I went to Disney World and bought a Indiana Jones hat, and I'm like, wait a minute, this is too small.
Hey, is Disney World to have the Thanos hands with the drink in them or something?
Yes.
I want one of those.
Okay, here is that's beautiful. I'm loving that I connected Discord to my iPhone.
You did?
That's the Fallout 76 Pip-Boy 2000 construction kit. Now
yeah,
fans
that thing's,
can build, yo.
That thing's awesome. As long as we get the Raspberry Pi community in and they start building actual like function into that thing.
All right, that does look pretty awesome.
And it comes in like, 150 parts. You have to put it together yourself, but nothing does anything. Like it. Just
oh, really?
Cool. Yeah.
Not even, there's nothing on the screen?
No.
Oh.
And that's the thing. It's like, well, if you had, I mean, if any of this stuff actually functioned, and especially if it tied into the game, oh my God.
I would be happy if it just, it had something on the screen.
Right.
You know, something that could flicker.
I would be happy if it made like noises, because My portal gun was like $150, and that one makes noises and light.
I would be happy if it actually, using VATS, slowed down my enemy people on the road.
Right? So when your boss comes in, you just trigger VATS, and then,
run out of the office.
No, you get your paperclip gun out, and as he's walking in, it slows it down, and you get, 3 shots to his head.
Right.
I still want to know how VATS is going to work in a multiplayer online.
Yeah. Obviously, you can't with the slow-mo.
No.
They said they're going to make it work somehow. So you got the portal gun, the big white thing?
Oh, yeah.
Where'd you get that from?
ThinkGeek.
It's not there anymore.
Yeah, sadly, it's not. It was one of those exclusives. They were selling a lot of Valve, prop replicas. Like, they sold the gravity gun from Half-Life 2. And then they had a variant. They had a couple of variants for the Portal 2, the robots.
Yeah, the turret, the two little guys.
Yeah, what, the P-Boy or P-Body?
I can't remember. Yeah,
it was P-Body and Atlas.
You know, I
P-Body and Sherman?
P-Body and Sherman.
I really want a Portal 3.
I want an Everything Valve 3, but they don't like this.
What was the last Half-Life? Episode two,
I think.
I think it was two, episode two. Which, Gabe just prints money now, so he's like, I'm not going to fucking make games.
Steam sale, insert wallet.
Yeah. Have you guys been enjoying the Steam sale? Well, not you, John. You have a Mac.
I bought it. What
if you could?
Okay.
I bought a game.
One?
I think.
What'd you get?
Or maybe I put it on my library. I forget. Is there still a sale going on?
Yeah, it's the summer sale.
Oh, cool.
This is the first year I have not bought any games yet. I've just been playing Fortnite and Destiny 2.
I tried putting Fortnite on this Mac. I hate that this Mac is old.
Well,
it can still play it, though, right?
No,
buy a new one.
It's
like on the lowest settings?
No.
Really?
You go to put it on, and it's like, sorry, you do not have the OpenGL compatible.
That's really old. Okay, yeah. Yeah.
It's,
oh, sorry.
It's a late 2011.
Oy. Mm. Is that the portal gun you bought, John?
Yes.
The NECA one, NECA?
Yep.
Okay.
NECA wafer?
That is it. And I also went on Amazon.
Horrible candy.
The case. NECA has good stuff.
Dude, NECA wafers are horrible.
They're out of business. They got bought by some other company just to keep them alive.
That sucks.
Good.
Right?
Bastards.
Oh.
Because there was always that one house that would give you the big tube of NECA wafers for Halloween, and it just tasted like powder.
I like that.
I'm angry.
Angry anyway. Matt. Big angry Matt man.
Hey, you're just saying that because you're short, damn it.
Yeah, I'm not short.
You're not short?
5'10".
Okay. You're cool. Little.
Yeah, about my height.
Matt's taking shits bigger than that.
His bean costume. He's like, I'm taking shits bigger than that.
Actually, it's pretty hard to do anything in that costume because it was a wrestling singlet under the,
You should have done Tom Hardy Venom.
Well, after the first day, I realized I needed to cut a slight hole in the front so I could utilize the bathroom.
Oh, I was going to say for your junk.
because it's a singlet. I kind of want to bring that costume back, though. I want to do Bane again this year.
And do Tom Hardy Venom.
But that's just him lying on a gurney.
A symbiote.
With a horrible accent.
A symbiote.
Symbiote.
Oh yeah, I'm from Brooklyn.
I'm from Brooklyn. You suck.
Oh, God.
You suck at hiding. I can't say symbiote either.
Ugh.
What? Just let him be British. Come on.
By the way, someone reported that people just keep watching that video and no one can explain why people keep watching that video.
Which one? The Venom trailer? The
trailer. They're like, it has 70,000 views or something.
Just punishing themselves.
It's like maybe they think that Sony's going to change it and edit out the symbiote.
Symbiote.
Or get a different voiceover guy, maybe. Right. Jason, do you want to do voiceover for it?
Oh my god. I would love to. I would do like a...
The whole thing is Bane.
Well, no, you do, but... Like, I don't know. I just focus on the voice of Venom. Like, that's gotta be what's-his-face from Faith No More that did The Darkness.
Eh?
You don't remember? He did, like, the demon voice in The Darkness, the game.
The Darkness.
He's like, I don't think I played that.
Oh, part of me now, Johnny.
It was amazing, but
wasn't
you guys, I guess, had to be there.
Core in Portal 2?
I think so. He's done a lot of voice stuff. I can't remember his name at the moment.
J.K. Simmons.
No.
From Faith No More.
Not my tempo!
This is an envelope.
Yeah.
Okay, he's also the yellow M&M, but he's also Cave Johnson.
I didn't know that. That's funny.
Yeah, he's a yellow M&M.
Yeah, before he became famous. Because
obviously Billy West is Red.
Yes. I think, wasn't John Lovitz the original Red?
I think so.
I think so.
And then they were like, well, Lovitz wants too much money. Let's get Billy West to just imitate him.
And Billy West can imitate anyone.
Oh, God, yeah.
I don't think he's human.
Probably not.
He's a little spacey. He could be an alien.
Yeah, yeah.
Should have had a cameo in Men in Black.
He might have. He probably did like 18 voices for each movie.
Right. Just like, What's-His-Face was in there as the... What was that, the third one?
What's-His-Face?
The symbiote?
Your buddy, that you always say his name wrong.
That's Jermaine. A lot of people. Oh, Clement.
Mm-hmm.
I never saw the third one. It just...
Jermaine. It's good, honestly.
Okay, the second one was bad, so I never saw a reason to see the third one.
Second one had good jokes in it, though. Like, the freaking worms, man. That will kill me forever.
And that third one had Josh Brolin in it, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, I must have to see it now.
Yeah, why not? Won't cost you anything. Ooh, speaking of stuff that won't cost you anything.
Yes.
It's
going
to cost me something, but I got to do the HBO Now, man.
Westworld, yes, you do.
It's over.
It's
can finally get caught up.
It's
and HBO is blocked in China now. Thank you.
Ah, yay.
So while you're watching it, watch some Silicon Valley. Check that out.
Silicon.
That's what I said.
Silicone?
It's not a fake tit movie.
It could be.
That's on Cinemax.
Yeah.
Yeah. What channel are we talking here?
That's what they should do. They should have a Silicon Valley. It's on
Cinemax. I'm surprised they haven't done that yet.
Starring Stormy Daniels.
Oh my god.
Down, boys, down.
Woof, woof,
woof, woof.
Tonight, you.
We got all the dogs in the house tonight.
All right, anyway. X going to give it to you?
Sure.
Oh.
Yeah, so what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, shows to watch.
Symbiotes.
John Oliver's show, Silicon Valley.
Really? What if Silicon Valley was a porno?
No, I was saying he's going to get HBO for a month, so I'm saying there's some good shows on there to go through. And I heard Barry is really good.
Barry. That's what I should watch.
Yeah,
everybody's crazy about Barry.
And that
everybody loves Barry.
That first season is done.
About Barry.
Oh God.
That sounded like super old timey.
It really did.
Dancing Frog. I'm so crazy about Barry.
Barry's crazy about me.
Mammy.
Or the alien from Spaceballs.
Hey, there you go.
Don't mention that in front of the
Hello, my honey. Hello,
like
my baby.
What? She doesn't like the alien in Spaceballs?
She doesn't like the alien from Spaceballs.
That's like the most cuddly alien there is.
She just made a face. Do
you want to? It's the worst.
Yes.
Oh, in the best.
I mean, it's not a scary alien.
Because we mentioned the alien from Spaceballs, I've been handed more drink.
Yes, drink more.
I'll have the soup.
Check, please.
The special. By the way, does anyone else find it weird that they changed the Van Halen song in that scene? It was,
they did?
Yeah. You know when he walks in and it's like, hello, baby?
Yeah.
Because I heard that on digital they don't have the same contract, I guess, for music.
Oh, wow.
So they couldn't use
So they use like
Sammy Hagar there?
Generic thing.
Huh.
Wow. What a bummer.
I'm kind of shocked they wouldn't want their song on that movie.
It's kind of a good fourth wall joke. It's like, yeah, it's in space, and it's obviously not in our galaxy or anything, but there's still Van Halen at the truck stop in space.
It's a different timeline where Van Halen never existed.
Right.
Damn it, Barry Allen.
Yeah, gosh, Flashpoint. What was that in the background?
It's the Flashpoint version of Spaceballs.
New 52 here. Wow. Barry Allen screws everything up. I'm just, you know. Oh,
Barry.
The trailer for the new, like, the Spider-Verse movie.
Oh, the animated one?
It looks really good.
It does.
Yeah, we saw the trailer for that when we saw Jurassic World yesterday. So did everyone here see that?
Yes. No.
Do you plan on seeing it?
Well, I don't feel like it's a movie that has real bad spoilers, except for there's like a scene at the...
Dinosaurs eat people!
Dinosaurs! What?
And there's the volcano!
It's about dinosaurs!
And, Jeff Goldblum is in it for 38 seconds.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's his new movie contract for everything.
And I'm okay with that, actually.
one day, 20 minutes of screen time or less.
Let's get him in more things like that. Mm-hmm. You know, just random Goldblum showing up. You know, it could be like a Conan remake or something, and just have him walk into the scene, say something witty, and then walk out.
I'm fighting the people. I'm Conan.
Oh, hi. I'm Jeff Goldblum. Oh, hi.
Have I told you about apartments.com?
Oh, God.
All right. Change your apartment. Change the world.
That's just good marketing.
It really is. I mean, I don't have an apartment, but if I did, I would probably use apartment.com because of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
A buddy movie with Jeff Goldblum and Christopher Walken.
Just the whole movie is just the two of them sitting there talking to each other, and I would watch that for hours.
Right. No plot, just all improv.
Yeah. What's on your mind, guys? Go. And just 2 hours, 3 hours later, I bet we would all be cracking up.
Oh, yeah. Add some booze, just in case.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how they roll, but...
Well, it's funny. It kind of goes with a theory I had. The ultimate panel at a convention. And, you know, in my opinion, after seeing, like, Nathan Fillion and all these, you know, they know how to work panels, right?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the best panel I could ever watch, and I want this to happen, is just Bruce Campbell and Nathan Fillion and a bottle of bourbon between them.
Oh, wow. Oh God.
Wow.
Just give them an hour and go. And I feel like that would be awesome.
Well, we know who's not moderating that one.
Well, I can think of two people, actually.
Huh.
I could think of three.
Well, there you...
there's none of us, and then Chris Hardwick, right?
No. Too soon? I was thinking John Galbo, too, yeah.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
Anybody but John Galbo.
They only let me moderate panels at Dragon Con.
Yeah.
Well, you don't go to Dragon Con.
Because they're desperate. I know, that's how.
Well, you need to do that again sometime.
That's why those panels are so bad, because there's literally no host, because John didn't show up.
Mm. Right? There's just that you just have, like, Steve Amell sitting there, like, is someone going to say something?
We have him to moderate this panel, but he's not here.
What the hell? Stood us up again.
Well, you might have to edit this part out.
Speaking of awesome dudes who I got to give kudos to for getting moderator gigs at Denver Comic Con, Ken Reed from the...
Now I
got to edit it.
Guidance counselor?
TV guidance counselor. Yeah, Ken Reed from the TV guidance counselor podcast.
Got
some awesome stuff. You know, he interviewed David Harbour. He interviewed David Tennant.
He's been getting a lot of people on his podcast. He's got some, like, big names and stuff.
How do we do that?
Ask him.
Oh.
Let's have him back on the show.
We should.
He was really funny, actually.
He was. I enjoyed his anecdotes about different movies, TV stuff, and what have you. I love our TV guests.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, yeah, not saying our other guests, you know, our music.
No, we don't like any of our other guests. Oh. Just our TV guests.
Specifically the TV guests, not the comedians or the music.
Right. Aaron Pruner is still cool, even though he gets our name wrong.
Freeman?
Aaron Freeman? Aaron Freeman. Morgan Freeman? Oh, Freeman. The rocker.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he's music, so he's not.
Yeah, he's not a TV guy.
He's not a TV guy.
Stay on topic, man. Come on.
But no, he's still cool.
Whatever.
Oh, he was very cool, but yes, he's not a TV guy.
No.
He's a talented musician, but not a TV guy.
We love all of our guests, and we should have more guests.
So. We should.
I said something else.
What?
Jeez. Just, you know, man. No. You know, no. Man. What just, happened? Man, like, you know, man.
Your water killed you?
No. Matt's showing his closet dick colors again.
Oh, boy.
Wait, what did I do?
Just, yeah, oh, boy.
Yeah, see? Here we go.
I'm
now
confused.
I gotta talk to my therapist again.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Hijack my panel.
Yes. So, John, you couldn't play Fortnite at all, right?
Well, I could play it on Xbox and...
Well, you have a Switch, don't you?
Kind of, no.
What?
No. Not yet.
I've considered buying a Switch.
I would love to have a Switch. Of course, I would also love to have an NES Classic, but that's cheaper than a Switch.
What,
and
those
it actually
going
plays for? NES games, because the Switch doesn't.
Is the virtual console not up yet?
No.
What?
No. Yeah, they just completely have shit the bed and walked away. Like, they're just not even trying.
That was supposed to be up by, like, last Christmas, I thought.
What is going on, Reggie? Stop focusing on important stuff like... Oh, I don't
cross-play.
Know. Cross-platform play.
Yeah.
That's
got,
what I'm gotta
get that.
Up.
Gotta
That's...
get that Minecraft action. Mm.
Hey.
Nothing like cross-play on a 15-year-old game.
Yeah.
Played by 15 and unders.
Well, there's quite a bit.
Fortnite.
Well, Fortnite, Rocket League.
Are they doing cross-play for Rocket League now?
Yeah, that's been doing it. Yeah. Except for PlayStation 4 decks.
I think PlayStation... Didn't they get PlayStation on board with it?
No.
It's like the first one.
Nope. PC can do PlayStation and PC, I believe.
And then PlayStation or PC and Xbox and, you know.
The only thing is PlayStation will not communicate with anybody else besides PC on any level as of now.
That's why Nintendo and Xbox had to shame them into quote-unquote considering.
And they are supposedly considering it now.
Like they weren't already.
I don't know. I don't know if they were, honestly.
I think it took for the other two guys to shame them. They were like, shame. Shame.
Shame.
Thank you, dear. Thank you, dear. I need a bell.
Shame. Shame.
Hold on. Shame. Hold on. Shame.
Shame.
Is that working? Shame.
Sorta.
Shame.
Sort of.
Let me just pull up the YouTube.
No.
It's not metal enough.
You're not metal enough, man. Oh, now that made me sad. Vinnie Paul died this last weekend. You know who that is?
Yes, I have trouble calling them metal. But...
Shame.
Look, Pantera?
Shame.
Yeah. You know what they started as, right?
Yes.
You've seen them from the 80s.
Glam rock, I guess, for two albums.
I don't know. I feel like they were like hard rock more than metal.
I think
like Metallica. Metallica is not metal anymore. Well, I don't know.
Oh, God,
like,
no.
Like Ministry?
Yeah. That's metal is metal. Like Slayer, that's metal.
I don't know. I would put Pantera, Far Beyond Driven, and you know,
apparently
Vulgar Displays in there.
Yeah, that's like, I don't know. I just did.
I mean, that's still my workout music.
They're not my band is probably the biggest thing. Just I'm not.
I haven't looked it up, but the SiriusXM DJ I listen to during the day. Shout out to Doug the Slug on SiriusXM First Wave because he shouted me out.
Doug the Slug!
And he's always talking about, apparently there's a campaign, make Ministry synth pop again.
Hell yeah.
Like just to, right. Take their like metal songs and turn them into synth pop.
Why not?
Yeah, I'd rock that. Or not, I don't know.
Oh, here it is. Make Ministry synth. Oh, meme generator. post-punk.
So it's not legit.
No.
You were had.
I guess. What is the? Oh, that's from 2009. No, forget it. It's a meme, apparently.
You know what? I don't believe you, John.
Okay, don't believe me.
I think you're making this up.
Pixar didn't happen.
Yeah. Dick Pixar didn't happen.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay.
So moving on.
Yes.
Moving on. What is the deal with Ministry not making... Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
moving on.
That's not moving
My
on.
My bad.
Yeah, that's moving backwards.
So where were we?
I don't know.
Oh,
Dwelling
Jurassic.
On Ministry.
John, what did... You saw Jurassic World.
Jurassic Ruddled?
What did you think?
I liked it.
I thought it
was different.
I thought the writing was kind of dumb and lazy, and I still enjoyed it. You know, it's
a popcorn movie.
Yeah, it really is. You're going to see dinosaurs wreck shit and eat people.
I just like
Chris Pratt will be witty.
Oh, that's weird.
And
I just like the reviews going in when people were like, "Oh, mostly the dinosaurs in cages, and you don't see a lot of the dinosaurs except in the cages." And
I didn't see that.
Wow.
They realize they're not real, right?
Yeah.
I hope those dinosaurs got PETA cards.
So my whole problem with the movie, though, like going into it, even, you know, just watching the trailer and the volcano and all, it's like, okay, so we brought dinosaurs back from extinction. We can do it again because we have this technology, but we have to save them from going extinct again?
Just you're saving an island full of dinosaurs, just like we would, like... any kind of species nowadays.
Oh no, that's half like a part of the movie there. They're like, do we let them go extinct again? Like, well, we could just make more of them.
Right.
I mean, we've got the technology. That's this whole purpose of this world now.
My question
is technology.
Hammond didn't realize he was putting his theme park on an inactive volcano.
Yeah, you know, for a guy who spared no expense and planned everything, that's a pretty...
We skipped the seismology. Oh. Tests and, yeah, surveys.
Yeah, yeah. It falls apart when you start to look at it a little closer.
Oh, boy.
What? Fair point.
What's that?
She said he didn't have time for that. He just wanted dinosaurs. But he spared
and really
no
good
expense.
Ice cream.
He did everything except seismology.
Yeah, he literally said we spared no expense.
And other things. What other things?
Like hookers.
Like hookers.
Hookers and blow. There was a lot of that for the scientists. And knee drinks.
Spend no expense for the hookers.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
we didn't stop at hookers. We got escorts.
We got high class escort girls here.
These
for
girls
all the scientists.
In gen, we make dinosaurs and pay for hookers and blow.
Damn right.
And then we get the dinosaurs on the blow, and everything goes crazy. I don't know.
The director's cut where Hammond is getting crunk.
I do like that. What's his name was back. Woo.
Santa Claus.
Yes.
I forget what the actor's
Dr.
name
Woo.
Is.
Oh,
Dr. Woo.
Dr. Woo.
No, that's the
why
character's name.
Why am I blanking on his name? Because he was prominent on Gotham also as Professor Strange.
Not Doctor Strange?
No.
That's a
I'm
different
not a
guy.
Doctor. I'm a professor.
Damn it. I hate when I blank on names.
I hate when you blank on names, John.
Whoa.
What the blank?
That really offends me, John, when you do that.
Who is Woo?
Who Woo?
Who is Woo?
Woo Woo?
Who is Woo?
Professor
Woo is Woo.
Professor Strange, what the hell's his real name?
You mean Wong?
To Wong Fu.
No, that's Doctor Strange.
We have all lost the name.
We're just shouting out different Asian names at this point. Kim? Wu? Wong?
Oh, jeez.
Park?
Wu?
Don't make
Lee?
It racist.
It's not racist. These are just actual
Mr.
names.
If only there was some kind of online database.
Yeah, I'm looking at it now.
That just for movies.
Just even. For movies where you can find out, you know.
B.D. Wong is Dr. Wu.
No way.
No, I thought B.D. Wong was...
So obvious.
Wait,
No, he's okay. Dr. Wu.
So who was the guy who played...
I'm reading it off the website.
Who was the guy who played Wong in Doctor Strange?
Wong.
Yes.
I think his name actually is Wong.
Okay. I think that's right, actually.
Let's see. Looking up Doctor Strange. Coming back. Benedict Wong is Wong.
So not B.D. Wong, but Benedict Wong.
Right. B.D. Wong is playing Wu.
Do two Wongs make a... No.
Stop it.
Who's on first?
Oh, what's on second?
Who's
cut
on
his
first?
Mic.
All right. We have definitely scraped
you,
the bottom
sweetie.
Of the barrel here.
Who was on stage?
Colleen says we've all lost our minds, and I have to agree with her.
You guys remember that?
It's a good place to be, though.
Yeah. What's the shirt of the episode going to be?
I don't know. Oh, God. B.D. Wong and what's his name? The other Wong.
Yeah, I'll make an Avenger shirt that just says B.D. Wong, and we could pair it up with the Michael Peña one.
Oh, God.
Yes. Kind of like that.
By the way, did you guys see the meme? Someone said Michael Peña should monologue Thanos to death in the next Avengers movie.
Yeah.
Again, I would watch the hell out of that because he was one of my favorite parts in Ant-Man.
And reasons why I can't wait for Ant-Man and the Wasp.
I've heard like the reviews of it's just a fun movie, and it's same vein as the first one, silly fun and works.
Yeah, I read
with one director this time.
Was there? Oh, that's right. It had Edgar Wright first, right?
Yeah.
And then, I don't know.
They didn't share the same vision.
Which I don't know what that means, but.
It basically means he wanted to do it his own way, and Disney was like, fuck you, we're getting someone else. Kind of like they've done on, the last three
like
Star
Solo?
Wars movies.
Like Solo?
Like Solo.
Like Rogue One? Hmm.
I actually liked Rogue One.
Yeah, everybody does. Everybody's really waking up on it.
Which was the one that the Chronicle dude was supposed to do? Was it Rogue One? No, it wasn't Rogue One. I think it was...
Was that Colin Trevorrow or something? No, that's not the Chronicle.
There was him, too. He was going to do 9, I think.
Oh, he's the Jurassic Park guy.
Yeah. But apparently they didn't like his vision, so they're like, fuck you, we're just going to have J.J. Abrams direct 9.
They're going to bring in Ron Howard again.
They're going to bring in Christopher Plummer.
The Fixer. Yeah.
Christopher Plummer in three different roles in this movie.
Just wait for it.
No, but
Howard. Lindelof.
No.
Star Wars.
Oh, God.
Should we bring up Jeremy Irons?
What about Jeremy
Speaking
Irons?
Of Lindelof, Jeremy Irons was cast in the Watchmen series.
Another one. Why?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
They got really fucking lucky with the movie as it was. Leave it alone. Walk away.
So the movie was not horrible.
No, the movie was really good. It was a great adaptation of the actual source material for a change.
Yes, and a lot of the purists were, down on it because he had to change a few things. I love the movie.
And he didn't change the ding dong.
Well, yeah, you had to keep the blue mule there.
The blue ding dong.
But you know how they changed the big giant space octopus squid thing to...
Which was fine. To right, something that actually made sense. Yes.
That would not have worked at all on... The movie.
It barely worked in the comic.
Well, yeah.
It was stupid.
So it really,
Take me backtrack here. What was the space octopus? Because I've never read the...
That's how the original comic ended, is they made a giant space octopus and teleported it into downtown Manhattan. And everybody got freaked out. They're like, oh my God, there's aliens and they're going to kill us all. So now we're going to unite and worry about that instead of our trivial shit. Where in the movie, it's, no, we're going to unite against
Dr. Manhattan
because he's a terrorist. And yes.
And again, for the movie, it worked. I thought it needed to be there. There was a whole undercurrent in the subplot in the, whatchamacallit, in the comic of, kidnapping artists and having them on a ship or something.
Yeah, the scientists and artists, the best of everything. And which was ridiculous because you do that and you... kill off the best scientists and artists in the
it didn't make a lot of sense, but what's his name is insane.
Yes.
And he also worships snakes, so
yes, he's a crazy person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. who
why you don't hear about him anymore.
Well, no, you don't really, do you? You just hear about him when he like slanders someone who tried to make a movie of his stuff. I don't like it.
He's reacting to something negatively,
which he does a lot, actually.
Oh yeah, every time they like adapt one of his graphic novels to a movie, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. Oh, I don't like it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The Holy Snake didn't see it.
Snakes don't care for Sean Connery.
I mean, okay, that movie was pretty bad. It's a guilty pleasure of mine.
It really is. I haven't seen it in a long time.
Which one?
Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Gentlemen. That's a good, dumb, fun movie.
The game is afoot.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
Take your time shooting the man, Tom Sawyer.
Breathe. Now shoot.
Ugh.
Yeah.
This is my last role in Hollywood. Goodbye, everybody.
Right.
That was his last movie?
Yes.
Oh, RIP.
I think I remember he did like an animated film after that.
You see the voice of a dragon again?
You're the man now, dog.
Yeah.
I am the last one.
That's right, the last dragon.
Wasn't it Dragonheart?
Think so.
The Last Dragon was a karate movie from the 80s, and that is the bomb.
More of a dragon fart.
Oh, wow.
Wow, see what I did there, guys? Oh, that's a good hardcore comedy right there. Wow.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, fart dokes.
Fart dokes.
Fart dokes and dick jokes.
Yeah, Sean Connery's last role was as the voice of Sir Billy in Sir Billy.
Billy.
Oh, B-I-L-L-I.
In what?
In Sir Billy.
That was the movie?
Yeah, although it says... Although it, that must be like a foreign title. Because it's the cover says, Sir Sean Connery is the guardian of the Highlands. Oh, so it's basically...
What?
It's basically...
He's a Highlander again?
It's an animated version of the Highlander.
Here we are, born to be kings.
We're the princes of the universe. God, no.
What?
Colleen said, at least it's not the animated version of his Avengers movie.
There was an animated Avengers movie?
No. The crappy Avengers.
The Avengers?
The Avengers Avengers.
Uma Thurman?
Yeah.
Boy.
And one of the finds.
Not a good movie. Yes, they did.
Yes, they did. Yeah, that's right.
Why can't I copy this to the... Oh, because I tried to check in.
Help computer.
Help computer.
I'm a computer.
I can top all the downloading.
There we go. A retired veterinarian living in a remote Scottish village encounters a goat who thinks he's a dog, an admiral who's afraid of the water, and a beaver who was raised by rabbits. I feel like that's a fake... It's probably It's probably
fake
like movie. The animated Highlander.
What the hell?
With what's his name, Clancy, in there?
Clancy Brown comes back from the dead.
Yep.
Ramirez.
Lower, deeper voice. It's Clancy.
Clancy Brown.
Because Clancy does have an awesome voice. I'm just going to put out there now. Yeah.
Yes. And he's the voice of Mr. Krabs.
And he's the voice of the Red Death.
Yes. Billy Productions Limited. I'm watching the trailer now.
Uh-oh.
Oh, God. In the
deepest, darkest highlands. Wow, that's a shit trailer.
I was going to say, is that Jason?
It sounds like Jason.
In the deepest, darkest islands.
See?
Oh, wow.
Was that a demo you sent in they used without paying you?
The industry is just sleeping on me right now.
Hey,
I'll figure it out eventually.
Yeah.
I will start getting these gigs.
I hope you do. Because then when you get famous, remember me, all
right,
man?
Right.
Okay, I need to know more about this movie.
Well, download a torrent.
Put it on your voodoo there.
Oh, maybe. I don't know if it's available on voodoo.
It's probably
available.
You and
Jimmy can split the cost. It'll be like 50 cents a piece.
Yeah, there you go. Actually, how does that work? Do you guys share stuff out to each other or something?
You have to plug in your Ultraviolet account.
Oh, I don't have one of those.
And then share a password.
Maybe. Here we go. Premise. An old skateboarding veterinarian, Sir Billy, goes above and beyond the call of responsibility, fighting villainous policemen and strong lairds in a war to save an illegal fugitive, Bessie Boo the Beaver.
Get your Scottish brogue.
I can't see the tapestries. Where are the tapestries?
If you're Scottish law.
Going to save the beavers.
Nice beaver. Thanks. I just had it stuffed.
Alan Cumming as Gordon the Goat.
Wow.
So it's basically the knockoff version of How to Train Your Dragon with all the Scottish actors.
Jeez. That's getting another movie now too.
Yeah.
The Dragon
series has been doing good enough.
I think Gerard's coming back.
Oh.
Gerard?
Because Gerard Butler.
Oh.
Spoiler, he died in the second.
Oh my god. That's right. We just watched the Gods of Egypt.
Oh Lord.
Oh, that would have been a really good movie if it was like a Netflix series or something.
I heard
like it did not need to be a cinema release.
I heard it was not good because it was also on How Did This Get Made?
It was on the flight to Belgium that was there, and I think I watched about 15 minutes of it and I couldn't.
The problem was the concept was good. I liked like the idea of it. The execution was bad because I don't think the director could direct people well enough. Parts and pieces.
Well, plus
that's what it kind of feels like. Like it's like it had the right pieces, just not the right person at the wheel. You know what I mean?
I don't know. All the things they were trying to do
were neat.
Having the gods guys like an extra 10 feet tall, and
because they fucking were like all the stories from that shit back then. That's exactly
the god guys really were in real life.
Guys,
that's okay. Shut the fuck up with in real life. We're talking about fucking mythical creatures, and the whole thing is it's a fucking remix on the existing mythology. That's it, and that's a great fucking idea. That's what God of War is. We've loved that for fucking seven games now. Yes, he did the exact same thing. He just wasn't good enough at it. And I fucking, damn it. Like I said, I wish somebody else could have done it and in a different kind of setup, like a series, or if they would have made like a Netflix movie. But yeah, unfortunate. That's what I come away with. And there was actually some cool parts. It was legitimately like neat at the end, like the climax, the final battle of it is actually kind of fun.
We're gods of Egypt.
And all the drama that was created about it was just so stupid. It's like, oh, you're gods of Egypt and none of them are fucking black or brown. Nobody ever said they were. This isn't history. And when they showed actual Egyptians, like the people on the streets, all brown.
No, I don't think there was, I don't think there was any outcry over that
there
one.
Was.
The other Egyptian,
there was absolutely outcry for this movie because
I don't think there was because everyone thought Gods of Egypt was dumb.
John, look it up.
No one cared.
Well, I'm looking up the director. It's the dude who directed the original Crow and iRobot.
That's the thing. He did iRobot, and I think that only worked out because he only had Will Smith. Like it wasn't an ensemble.
Yeah.
I didn't really like iRobot, but
Shia was in it.
He was an iRobot?
Yeah, he had like a bit part.
Oh, I don't even remember.
He was the kid in the movie that showed up like twice.
Yeah. No.
And he was like Will Smith's buddy.
He was the Jeff Goldblum of iRobot.
The walkthrough.
No, guys. No.
Yeah, his acting range.
Yeah.
But yeah, because I know there was the big issue with Moses, the Exodus or...
Yeah, that got a lot of shit too, but that's...
Yeah, because it was Christian Bale as a pharaoh.
Yeah.
Or whatever, pharaoh. Moses or whatever.
Yeah.
But no, Rachel!
It got hit for the same thing.
Where is she? I don't remember any outcry over the god. Because everyone's like, this is not historical, so who cared?
No, there was.
Oh, God.
That's part of why it didn't do good. But it still, it broke even internationally. Like, yeah. they made 5 to 10 million off of it. So
international usually helps, you know, case in point. Pacific Rim.
Oh, God, that's another one. I was going to watch it, and then I saw reviews, and now I don't care.
What? It's a good... The first one's good. I haven't seen the second
one. The first one is... No, that's what I'm talking about. The second one got shit-canned. Like, that's bad. It's like a 45% movie.
Oh. Well, I bought it on Vudu.
Yeah, So I have it downloaded. I just haven't watched it yet. And I think that one was on my flight, too. It just... I don't know. It just looks bad. Comparatively, the first one I really enjoyed.
Well, yeah, because it was Guillermo.
Yeah.
Guillermo can pull it together, man.
And,
I was just watching too much of Hellboy Golden Army last night.
Oh, good movie.
It's good, yeah.
Yeah. I really like Golden Army.
Mm-hmm. I hope David Harbour does a good job as Hellboy.
I feel like he will. It just depends if it's a good movie or not.
This is true. Like, he might be the only thing that's good about the movie.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Because he's kind of awesome.
Yeah. And it looks like the villain is going to... Mila Jovovich is going to be the villain.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because according to internet database movies, she's called the Blood Queen, I think.
Ooh.
Oh, that could be a friendly.
I don't think that's a friendly. I don't think that's a friendly.
Oh, I'm the good Blood Queen from the West. No, not so much.
I just make blood pudding.
Yes, it's a thing in Britain.
Blood pudding.
It's normal in the UK. It's
and
sausage.
She's the queen of head cheese.
Oh, wow.
I'm the death queen. I love death. Don't you?
Yeah, she's just super emo.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And so she's I'm the death queen.
Written really by Andrew Cosby. Oh, wait, he's a white dude. Never mind.
Yeah, wrong Cosby.
Let's see.
No, it's too soon for that.
Too soon.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Is it? I mean, is he in jail right now?
He's going.
I actually don't know. I think I don't know.
Jail, the staircase. You guys haven't heard about it?
What?
It's all the rage right now.
What?
A new Netflix documentary series.
Oh, I thought you were going to say there's a challenge where you got to push people downstairs.
Yeah, is this a new challenge thing? The staircase, Netflix.
Kind of like Making a Murderer, how they had that whole thing.
Oh.
Right.
This is the new big one, where this guy, his wife ended up dead at the bottom of the stairs in their house with, like, lacerations on her head and, like, bruises all over. And he said, she went in and fell down the stairs. So, okay, a little fishy, right? You know, that's pretty hard to fall down the stairs in your own house and die. But this also happened to some other woman that he was associated with in Germany, like 15 years earlier.
So it's a pattern here.
A little bit of a pattern. And this is from 2001, I think, when she died. And it's up to 2016-17 when they finally like have the full culmination of his trial and shit, because they got him the first time. He went to jail for 8 years and then he got out on like a thing because somebody involved in the investigation was a scumbag, so he got off basically. And overall, like, throughout the whole ups and downs of it, it's pretty twisty, it's pretty crazy to watch, but it's just hilarious that this guy had two women he was associated with, one a wife, one a close friend or something, that both died from falling down the stairs somehow. Pretty bananas.
Interesting.
Worth checking out, though, if you guys ever, like, I don't know if you got into, like I said.
I never watched Making a Murderer.
Then never mind. You guys are boring.
I don't like serious stuff. I like
You listen to last podcast, but you won't watch that. Great.
Yes.
I'm into, less serious stuff like Jared Leto as Morbius, the living vampire.
As I say, if Making a Murderer had Henry Zabrowski on it, I'd probably watch it.
Yeah.
That would be good if they made like a spoof version of that.
They did.
You're only
American Vandal.
You're only in these recreations, but you don't watch them.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Makes sense now.
I mean, you don't have to. Well, yeah.
It's like I have a video games podcast and I play video games. So I don't know.
Well, I mean, just because I'm in Murder Recreations doesn't mean I'm a murderer. I mean, that's I got the character, about. Right?
That's what I always think about with like Stephen King and murder mystery writers. It's like these guys have this shit in their head and nobody's concerned. Nobody like it's a little weird. I don't know.
Yeah, it is a little weird, but you know, maybe they should check Stephen King's basement.
You know?
Just saying. It's probably dirt. He's probably has manacles in the basement, you know.
Ooh.
Yeah. That might be for fun, might not be. I don't know. I'm not judging.
It's always for fun. Just depends on which side of the manacles you're on.
Exactly. He came out with a new book 2 weeks ago and I killed it in a day. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Oh my God.
I like his books though. I like his writing style.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know who his son is, Joe Hill.
Mm-mm.
I actually think he's better than King.
Holy shit.
I think King, like, I love King's books, and I've read, like, 54 of them. But he doesn't always stick the landing, if you know what I mean. Like, he has problems with endings sometimes.
Oh.
And his son is just, he has the same flair for writing, and I think he's better. I honestly do.
Nice.
So, yeah, if you see anything by Joe Hill, Nosferatu, Lock and Key, Shape Box, The Fireman, all excellent books.
Yeah, like, at some point in my life, I need to get into audiobooks at least. Because reading puts me to sleep. I can't read for any length of time. Like, I just black out.
Yeah, I try and do that every night. I try and, like, read for 30 minutes to an hour before bed. That's the way I calm myself down to go to sleep, basically.
Oh, no, I could sleep standing up sometimes, so I don't have the need to further facilitate my.
Yeah, understandable.
Whatever. I could sleep anywhere.
Yeah, I think I killed that on the flight to Belgium, though.
Belgium.
Well, I've got my flight to Virginia coming up, so maybe
that's an 8-hour flight from Seattle, right?
Right. It's going to be 8 to 9 hours, depending on the layovers that I have. There should only be one if they get me the ticket that I asked for, but we'll see how that goes.
Well, let me know.
Yeah.
Only the Hyperloop existed.
Oh, my God. Elon, please.
Oh, Elon, save us.
Take me in your McLaren F1.
Yeah, that would be fun.
If he still has it. I don't know if he kept it.
Who knows?
He probably traded it in for a, you know, Tesla.
That's such a funny video to watch.
Which one?
Watching Elon take delivery of his freaking McLaren F1 delivery truck, brand new, in like 1997 or whatever the hell it was. I can't remember. It's out there on YouTube.
Billions.
And he still has, it's like probably when he sold PayPal or something.
Yeah.
It's got to be from around those days, early 2000s.
That would have been nice to get into. Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, I think
full of regrets, man.
That's about all I've got for this evening. A lot of regrets. Yeah.
A lot of regrets.
No regrets.
No regrets, but lots of regrets.
Eating a Milky Way?
Oh, God.
Ugh.
Yes.
So yes. So, Matt, you got anything to plug?
No, I don't.
So, Jason, you got anything to plug?
I do. Please check out the Well Adjusted. Yeah.
The Whack.
Please check out the Well Adjusted Gamer podcast, where I swear to God, I am more eloquent and able to speak complete sentences without stammering and mishmashing my words.
Oh, I don't know. I just listened to it today, and I don't think you are.
Bullshit.
And you had that Dylan guy on there.
Oh, Dylan.
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 Dylan. Bitch.
You son of a bitch.
How are I'm you? Surprised you didn't use that at all.
Nope. Never. Oh. But no, that podcast was good times.
You know who you should have on?
Who?
No.
I tried. He was too busy for us.
I don't think he likes video games.
Oh, jeez.
Really?
I kind of get that impression from him.
How do you not like video games?
I don't know.
John does, but I'm not going to talk to him until he gets a PC.
Yeah, buy me a PC because I have no money. I have no money.
I was going to say, so we won't talk to him for a long time.
Oh, boy.
We got to put that through the GoFundMe there.
Yeah, Patreon.
No, the Patreon is more important.
Sell some bottles of water outside of a business and just scream really loud.
And white ninja women will hide behind...
Yes.
Yeah, and then you just make them look like idiots and the money will just roll in, man.
Profit. Yeah. Profit.
Yeah.
All right, John, what do you have to plug?
Well, thank you for listening to the show. I hope it was enjoyable. If you'd like to email us, we have a brand new email address. It's podcasts@acpnet.net. Our website now, brand new.
Yay!
Make sure, if you do email us, put Jason in the subject for the dick pics.
Right, yes.
Just, you know, clarify that.
And our website, acpnet.net. It's acpnet.net for all of your fine podcasting.
acpnet.net.
What does ACP stand for?
I'm not going to say because it's not coming until the reboot.
It's coming.
Yes. I think we've settled on an actual name because
ACPN in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Because... when we take this to an all politics show.
Yes.
Oh god.
No. All Central Politics Network.
Yes.
Ooh.
So we're going to do a 5-hour Supreme Court vacancy talk tonight.
We're talking about the government shutdown.
We're talking
again
about the Red Hen restaurant.
So this is the McLaren. What was it? The McLaren Hour was the old show.
The McNeil Lehrer Report.
Yes. Yes. That would just put everyone to sleep, basically.
That and Windows 95.
Yes.
You get to click on the start menu.
Hmm.
And then from there, go to My Programs.
Ooh.
Anyway.
No, we could do this all night long.
Oh, God. This is the put you to sleep podcast.
We're gonna go into some ASMR stuff later.
Oh man.
Just make really weird noises for some reason.
Anyway, you could also check out our
Try to think of the the Coast to Coast theme song.
Oh god, Art Bell's Coast to Coast.
Oh.
All right, anyway.
Yeah, so all of our fine Sochnets are on there. You can go to facebook.com/group/ACPnet, twitch.tv/ACPnetwork, and also twitter.com/ACPNpodcasts.
Yes.
And of course, patreon.com/ACPN, all kinds of awesome perks. I still do have that Venture Brothers Season 5 on Blu-ray. Whoever wants to have at doing a $20 donation monthly. Also, you get some cool perks there, too. I mean, you could guest on one of our podcasts.
Wow.
You know,
lots of perks.
You're getting a free Blu-ray, and you're getting all kinds of crazy stuff.
Crazy!
Free for a $20 donation.
Crazy, free, sexy perks.
Oh, baby.
Yeah.
You know, for that... that hot Silicon Valley. Maybe that should be the shirt.
That's what we're filming.
I think I found the shirt.
That's what I'm getting fit for, my scenes.
I'll need to download the font for the logo.
I like it. Silicone.
Anyway, we'll be back at a later time with another edition of Adventure Club, the podcast. Good night, everybody.
Good night, folks, and thanks for listening.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, I'm Angry Man.
And I'm Gidget Von LaRue, and we have an 80s movie podcast called the Retro Cinema Podcast.
We talk and give trivia, well, just a little bit of trivia, on 80s movies that we both watched back in the 80s.
We cover all genres, including comedy, horror, drama, fantasy, musical, animation, action, and even film noir.
Yeah, we cover them all, so you can find us at theretrocinema.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn.
Klopak, is that Slavic?
No!
Give us a listen.
This is Sean.
And Chris.
From the Childhood Remastered podcast, where we look back on the cartoons, TV shows, and movies of our youth to see if they're still worth a damn.
Or not.
Or not, which is far too often the case.
You can check us out at childhoodremastered.com to listen to all of our old episodes, request a show for us to cover, or to just say hello.